about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Got a lot to talk about. We're talking about anything you want to talk about today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Santorum has already raised $1 million in 24 hours. For those of you that were up last night, it was, boy, I mean, that was one of those nail biters. And you'd think we wouldn't care that much. You know, I don't like to, I mean, I thought the Iowa caucus was big, but they've been talking about it in the news. The Iowa caucus shouldn't be that big a deal because Mike Huckabee won it in 2008. And obviously didn't make the, win the presidential primary. Ronald Reagan, you know, this time back in 1980, failed to win the Iowa caucus. You know, so they say overall the Iowa caucus shouldn't have been that important. But what's important about the Iowa caucus is if it so much doesn't name who the winner is of the Republican primary, it sure does weed out who could possibly be at the bottom. Now, again, I thought Michelle Bachmann, very smart woman, wasn't my pick. But, you know, I liked her. There was nothing I disliked about her. I know a lot of people don't like her. I really don't see what the aversion is. She's very smart. She's pretty. You know, I like that, you know, she's a conservative. But she bowed out. And then where is that support going to go to? You know, Herman Cain got 57 votes last night. 57 votes went to Herman Cain. He's not even running. You know, I guess people really, I guess when you really, really like your candidate, you really, really like him. I mean, that's what we're noticing. You either love Ron Paul or you hate him. You know, Mitt Romney. I mean, I didn't realize, you know, I know a lot of people are like, yeah, Romney's okay. I thought people were more, do you either love Mitt Romney or you hate him? Really? Really? And I don't like these dichotomies because remember, once you get through all this primary BS, everybody needs to group together. And so, you know, I loved the idea originally where Newt Gingrich was saying, let's do a positive campaign. You know, Rick Santorum, a positive campaign. I really haven't seen Mitt Romney get mean, but then again, I'm not watching television, so I'm not seeing the ads. Mitt Romney looks like a nice guy. He's up there and he's smiling and all that, you know, so I'm not seeing any meanness that they're talking about. But I remember when Clinton and Barack Obama were going at it. You know, what did the Republicans use when Obama was running? They were using all the stuff that Hillary Clinton said about him. You know, so, I mean, the Republicans got to play the smart. I know they want the, you know, I know they want the candidacy. I know they want to go for president, you know, but remember, there's supposed to be a common goal here. But this is exactly what I've been saying on this show for years. All right. Politicians are self-serving. If these guys were smart, I mean, if these guys really had the goal, you know, of, okay, let's defeat Obama. Okay, then, you know, they should come together, get all the best ideas of everybody, take some of Herman Cain's best ideas, some of Michelle Bachmann's best ideas, Newt's best ideas, then they draw straws, you know, or they get an analyst, figure out who's going to be the most electable, they say that's the platform we're going to run on, this is it, forget about this whole primary thing, say this is it, so they don't waste precious time, precious dollars on bashing each other. Not to mention these media bites are going to be held and kept and reused. But no, no, no. It's not about beating Obama. It's not about that. It's about themselves. I mean, who wouldn't want to become president of the United States? Who wouldn't? But they're going to be damaging themselves and they could be damaging the party. You know, I mean, if Mitt Romney ends up being the presidential candidate, I mean, we are right now going to be listening to a slew of criticism and his shortcomings over the next few months. Well, look, we're going to get a slew of that once the liberal media takes over after the primary. You know, they're laying low. They want Romney to make it. They are going to lay low. Okay? But they've laid low on Santorum because they didn't think he was a shot. Now you're going to start seeing it. Now you're going to start, in fact, you already have already slot, you know, shots at what he said in the past, et cetera. You're already seeing the media, you know, but they're saving their big punches, that right punch, sucker punch, you know, till after the primary, right? Because you know they got something good. They got something good on all of them because again, they want Obama to win. All right? We don't need to feed fuel to the fire. We don't need our candidates you know, started to show everybody's shortcomings. I mean, you know, it's a shame. Herman Cain's a smart guy. I mean, true, you need to vet the hell out of these people, because if not, you know, the last thing we need is Herman Cain going up against Obama. Then you have all this with the, you know, issues with the alleged affairs and all that. So, I mean, true, I guess that's the good thing, you know, about the primary. You know, I mean, get it all out and over with. But honestly, I don't think anybody should run that has a pass like that. You know, I mean, if you don't have a clean pass, nothing that's, you know, liberal media proof, don't be running. Don't be running, especially on the conservative ticket when we have people with family values. It's not going to help. I mean, Newt's a smart guy. Newt's a very smart guy, but his past is going to hurt him. You know, Newt probably is one of the smartest guys there. I think Santorum is smart. You know, hasn't had enough experience. I think Mitt Romney probably is the most suave, probably looks the most presidential, you know, but we don't like a lot of his policies. So we really need a super candidate. And my big concern is they're going to be ripping everyone to pieces. Now, Santorum, you know, everyone said, well, he's not going to, you know, he's too late in the game. He made $1 million in 24 hours. I mean, boy, that's where the money is, politics. I tell you. You know, here I am with my little stamp collection, hoping to one day sell it on eBay for $50. And here's this guy. He makes $1 million in less than 24 hours. You're like, whoa, whoa. But they say a problem he's going to have is for New Hampshire, all the media spots are already bought up by Romney and the other candidates. So, I mean, you need to pay for your media spots early on. So unless Michelle Bachmann bought up some media spots, there may not be openings. I mean, I'm sure for this kind of money, trust me, I'm sure if he pays top dollar, they'll cut out of American Idol if they have to. So it's going to be, but see, here's the thing with these commercials. All right. And this is why I really feel sorry for people that spend that kind of money in commercials. I TiVo everything. I have not seen one political commercial because everything I watch is TiVo'd. You know, you just fast forward right through it. I fast forward right through it, so I don't even watch these commercials that they're spending all this money on. All right, guys, when we come back, let's do some medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so you can get up-to-the-date medical updates. All right, so it looks like men and women really do have big personality differences. I know when I saw this article, I'm like, duh. But they say the results show that 18% of women share similar personalities with men. That's it, 18%, which means 82 don't. And 18% of men share similar personalities with women. But the majority have traits that are quite distinct from men and vice versa. They say men tend to be more dominant, forceful, and aggressive, emotionally stable. Yet women tend to be more sensitive, warm, attentive to others, and apprehensive. Really, most of the women I know, they are bold, almost too bold. And a lot of guys I know, they're pretty sensitive. Psychologically, men and women are almost a different species. Well, duh. We're the same species, obviously. But Paul Irving of the University of Manchester, United Kingdom, he said the new findings may explain why some careers are dominated by men, such as engineering. Engineering's boring. I never got into it. And others by women, such as psychological sciences. I just think psychology is just cool. You know what? You want to know what? It's not that engineering is boring. It's just I sucked at it. I completely stunk. You know, we had to take so much science in school. We had to take biology. We had to take chemistry. We had to take physics. Biology, I aced. Chemistry, piece of cake. Physics, never got. I failed physics. I never got through physics. I mean, I did. I passed. I remember I originally was in honors physics, and I said, heck with this. And then I went to regular physics. But physics was tough. That was hard. And that's engineering. Yet it's funny because one of my boys, he's like exactly like his grandfather. I mean, he could figure this stuff out. So maybe it is a boy-girl thing. They say people self-select in terms of their personality and what they think is going to be suitable in terms of the fit. However, the paper today in the journal Plus One has drawn criticism from others who argue the methods that were used were flawed and that men and women are not so dissimilar. I mean, I got to admit, I really think that you have the bolder women and you have the more sensitive men. I really do. You know, I mean, I've had men tell me they really, you know, couldn't do the doctor thing. And I've had women say they couldn't do the doctor thing. I mean, I think these careers are so, because, you know, if you take a look at your career and you take a look at your job, it's not so much what you're doing, it's how you're living your life. You know, I think medicine is very hard for a woman, not because of the academic part of it, but because of raising kids. You know, I mean, doctors up until recently, I mean, I don't practice like other doctors do. I've changed my practice because I don't go to the hospital and visit patients in the hospital and take care of hospital patients every day. And the reason why is because we have so many hospitals in the city I live in. Certain insurances don't allow you to go to certain insurances. So I have at any day five patients at five different hospitals. Can't do it. You can't do it. Plus take the kids to school. Plus be in your practice. So you hire hospitalists. Then when it's time to, you gotta pick up the kids from school, you gotta go home, you gotta do reports, so being a doctor I think is very difficult for a woman in terms of having a career and a family. You know, being on call, it's like, you know, Sunday I'm at the office. My kids hate it that I'm at the office on Sunday. Luckily now the kids are back in Sunday school. So because the kids are back in Sunday school, that gives me 3 hours to work. You know, but then boom, when they're out of Sunday school, of course, you want to spend time with the kids. So, you know, being a doctor, I think is difficult in terms of that, but the academic part of it, I think men and women alike could handle it. Really. You know, and the funny thing is, the reason why I actually disagree with the study is, you know, they say women may be more attentive to how you feel than men. Complete opposite I saw in the OB wards. It was really interesting. The women OBs were a hell of a lot rougher on the women in labor than the men were. You know, when the women were screaming, it's interesting, you'd have the Hispanic women. And Hispanic women culturally handle pain differently. They didn't want to take the epidural. I mean, I really admire these ladies. But they would scream more. They'd scream, ay, ay, ay. They were very vocal, very demonstrative with their pain. And you'd see the women residents going, oh, come on. She's been screaming the whole time. I didn't scream when I was in labor and I did this. Yet you'd see the male doctors run saying, you need anything? You need anything? You know, and I remember telling my husband, I don't want a woman doctor. I want a male. Well, I ended up having a woman doctor and she's amazing. Absolutely amazing. But no, I have seen men be more tender than women. I think women are hard on each other. I think women are warm with men. But with each other, they're rough. They're rough. I've seen women treat men very differently than other women. You know? And you wonder if men do the same thing. With other men, they're tougher, but with women. So, you know, it's interesting when you see these studies, it's like, okay, there's just one study. But, and yes, I think, of course, there's similarities. I mean, you know, we are humans, but I really think it differs. That's kind of interesting stuff. Okay, speaking of psychology, let's kind of move to psychiatry. Looks like this ADHD medicine shortage is bigger than we thought. It looks like it extends even past Adderall. And we talked about why there's a shortage. Apparently, the Drug Enforcement Agency has to restrict how much of these controlled substance drug companies can have. Well, what they're saying is college students are overusing and being overprescribed these medications. Okay, more and more people think it's okay to have this ADHD diagnosis because they can get their Ritalin and they can get their Adderall and then, of course, do better on tests, etc. So they're saying college students are the ones that are, it's up 13%. 13% more are now getting these ADHD drugs and unfortunately it's causing shortages. They say these shortages are going to go well into this year for people that really need them. And I got to tell you, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it when the college students come in and I go, really? I go, what are you going to do out of college? You know? I mean, I never even considered that stuff. I mean, honestly, I know it works, but there's no way because, okay, well, after medical school, you have boards. And then you have your residency. And then you have to work. I mean, when does it stop? If you have to drug yourself to get through college, you're going to have to drug yourself to get through graduate school. You're going to have to drug yourself to get the rent. You know, when does it stop? So these college students looks like are at the crux of this ADD med issue. So we'll see what happens. Okay, also in the news, they say more U.S. women are having twins. Right now, one in 30 babies are twins. They say the number of twins born in the U.S. soared over the past three decades, mostly the result of test tube babies and women waiting to have children until their 30s. Well, that's right. Angelina Jolie had twins. Sybil Shepherd had twins. Mariah Carey had twins. And the older you are, when you get the in vitro fertilization and, you know, the extra fertility help, you, it induces more eggs with the sperm. There's millions of sperm, possibly more eggs. You get more children. Absolutely. That's why you see all these stars. You know, they're getting twins. Twins here, twins there. Personally, I would have loved to have twins. You know, if I could have had twins and then been done, had my two kids, I mean, instead I did two separate times. And I'm glad I did it that way. I'm glad I have an older kid and a younger kid. But trust me, when we were thinking, oh, my gosh, if we could get through one pregnancy, you know. But, wow, I didn't realize that number. One in every 30 babies born in the U.S. was a twin. Now, this is an increase from one in 53 back in 1980. They say the increase was expected as more women are delaying and starting a family until they're over 30. For some unknown reason, mothers in their 30s are more likely to have twins than younger or older women. As much as a third of the increase can be attributed to that. Plus, oh, so they say a third of the increase is that, and then the other 60-some percent is because of fertility drugs. So the older you are, the more hyperovulation. Now, that's interesting. That's interesting. I haven't heard that one. All right, they say starting in the early 1980s, couples who had trouble conceiving began to benefit from medical advances like fertility drugs and in vitro and other procedures. These treatments were widespread and expensive, various insurance coverage, but now it seems to be getting better. They say 3.3% of all births were twins. So I don't know. The greatest increase in twin rates was for women 40 and older. About 7% of all births for women 40 or older were twins. And then Octomom. Wasn't Octomom in her 20s? I don't know what the hell she was doing, Octomom. But, you know, I got to tell you, speaking of twins, you know, Nick Cannon is the husband of Mariah Carey. And Nick Cannon is the America's Got Talent host, husband of Mariah Carey. Mariah just had twins. He's actually in the hospital for renal failure right now. They aren't saying why. They say it's mild. They say he's going to be okay. It looked like he was in bad shape, but he was holding a pillow. See, a lot of people with renal failure, they swell. But he was holding a pillow. So, again, I can't see his abdominal size, so I can't, you know, really tell. But they say he's mild, but he's in the hospital being treated for renal failure. The guy's young. I think he's in his 20s. And, you know, we notice a lot more African-Americans have kidney issues. And so also at younger ages. So we were talking about this earlier in the show that our, you know, my recommendation is, you know, even for kids, get a urine sample. You know, blood tests are great. You should get a blood test, but a urine sample could tell you a lot. And if we start seeing protein in the urine, that could be an early sign. Then we take the urine, we analyze that, then we have you do a 24-hour urine, because the more protein in the urine, that means the more your kidneys are leaking. We say, now remember, your kidneys are a filter. Blood goes through the kidneys, and it turns out it makes urine. So protein in the urine means you're losing some big chunks of protein that you should be holding on to. It could be a sign of renal failure. And what does it look like? It looks like bubbles. Your pee bubbles and it stays that way. So bubbly pee is bad. All right, guys, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. And thank you all for tuning in. If you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your city, just call your local talk station and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials. We've had a great show thus far. Got another half hour left, and we're going to rock it. So I'm sure you are all stunned by the news that happened today, where a Texas eighth grader had pointed a gun at officers in a school hallway. They killed him, and then they realized it was a pellet gun. Okay, it looks like the boy's name is Jaime Gonzalez. He's 15 years old. They said he had plenty of opportunities to lower the weapon, but he didn't want to. Rodriguez, this is Chief Orlando Rodriguez, said two officers fired 3 shots and struck Gonzalez at least twice. Police are awaiting the results now of an autopsy. All right. The chief officer, police chief Rodriguez, said before the confrontation with police, all right, Jaime Gonzalez, 15-year-old, walked into a Cummings Middle School classroom and punched another boy in the nose. He said he doesn't know why the boy brandished the weapon, but that the initial call to police said a student had a gun. Then they, of course, put the school on, shut down. And then they said the student engaged the officers and was shot. Now, it was a pellet gun. And, these pellet guns, they look exactly like gun. I mean, they look exactly like guns. So we don't know what he was. They aren't telling us too much about this kid. I mean, they aren't telling us if he had any, you know, disabilities. I mean, 15 years old, eighth grader. You know, most eighth graders are 13. So you wonder, was this somebody with disabilities? Was this somebody who, I don't know, had prior issues? You know, why was he in the eighth grade if he was 15 years old? They aren't telling us too much. And then what the hell was he doing with the pellet gun? I mean, what was he doing? You know, so as we get more information, we'll tell you. Okay, now also in news today, it looks like a woman offered $1,000 on Facebook for someone to kill her quote-unquote baby's daddy. Now, she pled guilty and escaped jail time, okay? So this is London Ely, 19 years old, of Philadelphia. She admitted to offering $1,000 for the murder of Corey White, who fathered her baby, 22 years old, who was shot dead hours after she appeared in court along with the accused hire. So, from what I understand, he hadn't been killed yet, and she was there in court with the accused hire, who said he'd take $1,000 while I guess the daddy was still alive, and then he dies. Ely was found guilty on one count of conspiracy to commit murder, but with her plea, she escapes a possible 10 to 20 year sentence following a trial that begins in March. She instead faces an immediate 3 to 23 month parole and must seek anger management treatment as well as stay off social media networks. Absolutely. Now, Timothy Bynum is the guy that responded to the $1,000 offer, and he is allegedly to have agreed to shoot Mr. White if she gave him the money up front. Now, Bynum's attorney rejected a similar deal to Ely, saying his client considered the post as a joke, along with his response to it. It was just a joke. He had no intent to do this. Maybe the girl did, but he looked at this like it was a joke. Yeah, right. All right. They say, with an investigation still ensuing, Mr. White's death was fatally shot in a drive-by shooting in August, may have been drug-related. Both Ely and Bynum were in custody at the time of his shooting. They say Upper Darby police had earlier said that it's too soon to tell if Mr. White's killing was connected to either a shooting outside nightclub or the Facebook posting. That night, Mr. White, who was shot, got into an argument with the occupants of the brown car, and a man got out of the vehicle and shot him. The vehicle had been carjacked a short time before the shooting. Boy, just crazy. Crazy. You know, it is just amazing how now Facebook and Twitter is so much in the news. And it's even crazier to think that somebody would post something criminal on Facebook and not think anybody would notice. You know, I mean, what are these people thinking? All right. Anyway, in entertainment news, Zooey Deschanel. She's the girl that plays New Girl. She was also the blonde girl in Elf. I know nobody could tell that they're the same person, but they are. Looks like is getting a divorce after 2 years. So she made it 2 years, right? That's better than Katy Perry and Russell Brand with the 18 years. All right. Good. Magic Johnson's engaged, but that happened last week. Okay, so that's some good news. All right, now let's go into some science news. This is kind of interesting. They say Northern California scientists think that the honeybee colony collapse is because of a parasitic fly. That's kind of interesting. Okay, because remember, you need the bees to pollinate, and a lot of crops really rely on these bees. They say Northern California scientists say they have found a possible explanation for the honeybee die-off that has disseminated hives around the world. It's a parasitic fly that actually hijacks the bee's body, causes them to turn zombie-like, walking around in circles with no sense of direction. Then they leave the beehive and later die. The symptoms mirror colony collapse disorder, in which all the adult honeybees in a colony suddenly disappear. Of course, the disease, they say, is of great concern because bees pollinate about a third of the U.S. food supply. Its presence, especially in California, the nation's top producer of fruits and vegetables, where bees play an essential role in a $2 billion almond industry and other crop industry. They say this parasitic fly is a new threat to honeybees. They haven't been able to pin down what exactly happens. They say research so far points to a combination of factors including pesticide contamination, a lack of blooms, and nutrition, mites, fungi, viruses, and parasites. They say interaction among the parasite and multiple pathogens could be one possible factor for the colony collapse. They say the forid fly, or Apocephalus borealis, was found in bees from 3/4 of the hives. This was found accidentally, from what I understood. All right. The combination of parasite pathogens and other stressors could cause a die-off. The honeybees from parasitic hives tested positive for deformed wing virus and other pathogens. Okay, what happened was 3 years ago, this biology professor was looking for something to give, I guess, a praying mantis. All right, so he found some bees outside his classroom, put them in a vial, and forgot about them. He was going to feed the praying mantis these bees. So he caught the bees, set them on the desk, forgot about them. But when he came back a week later, the bees were all dead and surrounded by fly pupae. So a parasitic fly had been feeding on the bees and killed them. All right, so it's kind of interesting because I don't like bees, right? If you don't bug the bees won't bug you, but they always try to bug me, so I get the hell away from the bees, right? I'm very scared of bees. I've been stung by a bee, so I don't know if the next one I'd react to. But, you know, the fact that this would happen, I mean, it really could affect crops. We don't realize how much we need them. Remember that movie, Bee Movie? Right? You know, it really made you appreciate the bees. Now, I had just talked about how, you know, bee stings, I'm a little nervous because I've already gotten stung by a bee. Remember, when you get anaphylaxis, if you have an anaphylactic reaction, a full-blown hives anaphylactic reaction to a bee, okay, it's usually not the first bee sting. Okay, it can't be. Because remember, the reason why you go into anaphylactic shock or anaphylaxis or you know, go into a huge allergic reaction is because your body has an immune system. And the immune system goes out of control when it sees the antigen. Well, the immune system could only do that if it's been exposed to the antigen. So your first bee sting usually won't hurt you. A lot of times it may not be the second. It could be the third, fourth, fifth, etc. You don't know. You know, now, there are some tests that maybe they could do, but usually you have to have been exposed first and foremost for you to be able to build the antibodies. And then you have no idea when you're going to go into reaction. Same thing with antibiotics. I've taken Bactrim ever since I was a little kid. I know my mom was allergic to it. I never had an issue with it until the 17th time I took it. And all of a sudden my urine turned brown. I started having, a bleeding under the skin. I felt I couldn't move my, I mean, it was bad. And it's just a simple generic antibiotic, but that's when I reacted. Then luckily, you know, my lungs didn't blow up and, you know, I mean, my throat didn't blow up and I was still able to breathe, etc. But, you know, serious stuff. So my recommendation is if you don't know if you're allergic, have your doctor at least give you an EpiPen, that epinephrine pen, just so you have on standby when you go camping, because you just never know. All right, guys, when we come back, more medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We had some interesting calls today. One was from a truck driver, Roadster. He's called us before, you know, asked about what are the things truck drivers, you know, should look out for now that there's all these federal rules like sleep apnea, you know, keeping their weight down, et cetera. And so we spent a significant amount of time talking about some of those subjects. Of course, I definitely welcome you to look at the GCN website at GCNLive.com. Any of the previous hours that you guys miss are on there. GCN has archived, sorry, every show of mine. And, every show of mine. And they're good shows. Also, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of you right now, you're listening to my third hour on air. And, you know, sometimes I do interviews and other things, not to mention the rest of my workday. So I know I sound a lot more tired on my third hour than I do on my first hour. So I definitely welcome you to listen in to my first hour and second hour. Then we had somebody else call in about conspiracy with vaccines. you know, and I was like, you know, really, what conspiracy? You know, I mean, they were talking about how, you know, they would never take a vaccine and causes autism. So, of course, we spent a good amount of time talking about vaccines and how, no, I don't think vaccines cause autism. No, I don't think there's a conspiracy. We know vaccines work. Right. You know, we've seen what happened with polio. We've seen what happens with tetanus, et cetera, even chickenpox, flu. I mean, vaccines are pretty phenomenal. But yes, I do think, as with anything, there could be side effects. And so I keep my mind open. And when a parent thinks the vaccine did something to them, I mean, I'm not going to shut her down. I'm going to keep my mind open and, you know, refer her to the right authorities and let them look into it. But no, I don't think there's a conspiracy theory. You know, I think we could all relax. Then there was somebody else who must have listened to me on the Alan Stock Show. And when I was on the Alan Stock Show, somebody had called in because his girlfriend was pregnant and I guess wanted an abortion, and she didn't know where to go, but she didn't want to have the surgical abortion. She wanted to have the medical abortion with, like, RU-480 or methotrexate. And I told him I really didn't know where to send him to because none of the doctors I work with do that. So we had a caller saying his girlfriend is Catholic. She doesn't believe in abortion, and she's pregnant, but she wants to miscarry. So what can they do to you know, what can they do? Can he punch her stomach? Can he give her roofies? And I'm like, okay, you'll go to jail. I mean, come on. Come on. No. No. So, and I said, go to your doctor. You know, I mean, it's a shame. You know, because remember, if you don't believe in abortion, okay, causing a miscarriage is considered abortion. Okay? So, and either way, it's dangerous. He'll end up going to jail. This was a story that was just in the news. There was a story just in the news where somebody had tried to hire somebody to punch her stomach so they'd lose the baby. Now, she gave birth to the baby, put the baby up for adoption. She got off, but the guy who punched her went to jail. So not the smartest decision, shall I say. Okay, so let's look at this. A Catholic bishop resigns after admitting he is the father of two teenagers. The Pope has accepted the early resignation of Los Angeles bishop who recently acknowledged he fathered two teenagers. Well, he obviously fathered them years ago. Los Angeles Auxiliary Bishop Gabino Zavala, 60 years old, resigned Wednesday under the code of canon law that lets bishops step down earlier than their normal retirement age of 75 if they're sick or for some other reason that makes them unfit for office. In a letter to the faithful, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez said Zavala told him in December that he had two children who lived with their mother in a different state. Zavala subsequently submitted his resignation. The archdiocese asked for prayers for those involved. As it revealed, it had offered spiritual and financial aid to help children with college costs. Gomez said in the letter, the archdiocese had reached out to the mother and children to provide spiritual care as well as funding to assist the children with college costs. That's kind of nice. Wow. That's kind of really nice. Wow. Get knocked up by a priest, and these kids get to go to college. Whew. All right. All right. You know what, though? Honestly, the Catholics, they get hit so hard in the news. You know, you have to admit, this isn't, you know, I mean, this isn't as bad as some of the other stuff, you know, with altar boys and stuff. So, you know, I say, you know, let's just take it. And look, you know, he did the right thing, and he's going to go, and he's going to take care of him, hopefully. Okay, you know, in the news today, we were also talking about a new study that came out with the herpes medication. The big issue that people have had with type 2 herpes is, what do they do when they aren't having their outbreaks? Can they still have sex? And we've told them, well, you could have sex, but you're at risk still for transmitting it. And it's very hard for people to believe if they don't have an outbreak maybe once every 10 years, how are they infected with herpes? Well, you are. Herpes stays with you for life. So what we've tried to do is tell everybody, okay, while you're using condoms, you could also take an antiviral medication. If you take an antiviral medication, then that could, decrease some of the shedding of the virus. But it's not going to be 100%. Well, that's what they tested. So they tested that. They found out that, yes, these medications do prevent outbreaks, but it doesn't 100% stop the shedding. So you still have to wear a condom. So if you ever contracted herpes, type 2, for life, you are going to have to wear protection, all right? And, you know, herpes itself isn't dangerous except to a newborn baby. If you're pregnant and you give birth to a newborn baby as it comes out the vaginal canal and you have an outbreak of sores, that could be extremely dangerous to the baby if the baby contracts herpes. Other than that, it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't kill you. It's just, it's a huge stigma. So a lot of people that get it from their first relationship or maybe their second relationship, then that relationship falls through. Then they want to, meet somebody and that person doesn't have it. I mean, it's frustrating because what do you do? When do you break the news? I get asked that all the time. When do I break the news? Do I tell them on the first date? Do I wait? And I go, you got to tell them before you sleep with them. All right. You know, and you don't want to trick them, but I think people are having sex too quickly on the first day. Nobody's falling in love. Now, I'm going to tell you, I have had couples that have come in where, they're in love and they don't care. They don't care and they're going to be with this person. But, on the first date, here's the thing. Yes, if you want to be honest with them on the first date, absolutely. Absolutely. It just, do you really have to have sex the first date? Yeah, I'd say protect yourself. You got to protect yourself. But see, here's something that does make it kind of tough, okay? Make sure you sleep with somebody who you really want to be with. And I'm not saying that, because of the Bible or anything like that. I mean, I'm saying that because if they ever get herpes, even not by you, all right, they could come back and say it's you and sue you. These lawsuits for herpes are becoming more and more common. You have herpes, you meet somebody, you guys have sex, they end up getting herpes, they sue you. And they find an attorney that allows a successful suit or settlement. Now, somebody knows you have herpes, you guys have been careful, you've been taking your oral antivirals using condoms, she leaves you, or he leaves you, okay, never having gotten herpes. A few years down the line, something happens, and she comes in with a blood test saying, ha-ha, it's you. You're that's going to be very hard to disprove. You could ask her when she breaks up with you to get a blood test, to show she hadn't been exposed, but that's hard. So, I mean, like I said, if you're going to be involved with somebody, again, this careless stuff, it may not be in your best interest. We never thought we would be seeing people getting sued for STDs, but they do. I mean, look at that one idiot guy who got arrested because he was purposely trying to give people HIV. My recommendation to anybody, whether you have herpes or not, get your blood work done so you could, and your STD testing so you could show what you have and what you don't have as proof, okay? But if there's some sort of relationship and then it breaks up, it could come back to haunt you. It's a shame to think like that. But, and I'm not saying everybody should, wait till they get married, but that's why, those rules were kind of put in place. Okay, if two people are virgins, by the time they get married, nobody's going to have an STD. No one's going to get cervical cancer. No one's going to need the HPV vaccine. No one's going to sue each other for herpes. Of course, unless somebody cheats. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Cruise on my website at drdahlia.com. You all be safe.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.